Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down, and I'm here with Chris and Dion, who just woke the fuck up. I don't even think these niggas had baths, and neither did
I. Not yet.
That's why I was late.
I had a bath. I had to clean it. I had to try on some clothes to see it. And I did not want her to see my used underwear. So I did have a bath. I just popped on the wig so I can get ready. So, you know. Why are you looking at me like I stink, Chris?
So stay tuned to this. Did you get lost in my eyes? What are we doing here?
He was looking like he was shitting. Stay tuned after the music. Why Chris doing number two, evidently.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Hey, y'all, I might be hiding that key because my brother's out of town. And them motherfuckers upstairs playing. And I'm told him to sit down like 5 times, so I'm about to fuck him up.
Now, which set of kids? The younger
kids? Yeah, one set of kids. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, so is Nike, like, who has come to Atlanta with you? Because I'm kind of confused. Is Nikea down?
They all there, Chris.
Nikea, Ashley, Garyana, Junebug, everybody's in Atlanta.
Everybody's in Atlanta. Hold on. But I said on podcast. Talking about shit. Like, they be talking like, I don't like kids. Because they talk like they got bills to pay. And they don't talk about shit. Nobody want to hear nothing about that motherfucking Pokemon on your raggedy ass computer.
You don't want them to catch them all, Miss Pat?
I don't want them to talk. You hear me? They got my goddamn nerve. They be having like live conversation like grown people about nothing. I'm like, you're putting CO2 or carbon dioxide in the air that we don't fucking need.
So your kids talk a lot, do they?
They like to talk. I'm trying to shut them up. Not dumb shit. Just being a parent this weekend. See, I ain't used to like having them all to myself. And so my husband's in Indiana moving, and I'm fucking here babysitting. And I realized what he mean when he said they talk too goddamn much. Because I really don't have a conversation with, hey, Bob, go. You know, usually they don't get really fuck with me, but this weekend they fucking with me.
What are they doing to you?
Talking, nigga.
They're existing.
They're breathing.
These motherfuckers have the nerve to exist.
Can we please have food?
Yeah, that too. I'm begging Junebug as a cook. This motherfucker go there, wake up playing a fucking video game. I'm like, you know, you don't want me in the kitchen. This first of all, this house I'm renting don't even have the type of exhaust system for me to cook.
they didn't even provide fire extinguishers.
They don't have the type of exhaust system I need to cook. You know, this is a morning podcast, but all of us are like, we just woke the fuck up.
Man, I've been sick as a dog.
Really? What?
I don't know what it is. I got congestion in my chest, like sinus pressure in my eye.
So
I went to the doctor because we had to take a break, a little break on set. And so I goes to the doctor and I'm just thinking, you know, like I'm congested, my nose dry. My nose feel like a snake dick. It's real rough around the edges. I feel like a snake dick. And so I go to the doctor and I'm like, I can't stop cough, sneezing, and I can't stop pissing. I mean, my sinus was fucked up. Come to find out I had an infection and a sinus infection. And my, she was like, I'm surprised you can breathe. I said, I can't breathe, bitch. My nose was swollen on the inside like I had been in a fucking ring fight.
When we talked on the phone the other day, you were just hacking. Like, you were miserable the other day.
Yeah, and I went to the doctor, and they gave me, like, one of those gonorrhea shots. Nigga, I bounced back like it wasn't nothing.
A what?
They gave me a shot in the ass, two shots in the ass, and I was brand new.
Really?
I literally have not sneezed or coughed since. Man, and I don't know what the fuck is in the air down here. I think my body's saying, bitch, why are you in a warm place?
Yeah.
Man, when I went to the pharmacy yesterday to get some medicine, that shit was empty. I got the last generic box of Theraflu. There was nothing in that store.
Meijer yesterday, just don't even bother going to buy groceries. They don't have anything. Everything's gone. They have one can of biscuits left.
What?
Like, the shelves here, I don't know what, you know, we're in Indianapolis. If you go to the pharmacy to get cold medicine, you're out of luck.
Yeah, they didn't have shit, but those little small bottles of Airborne gummies, that's all they had.
Airborne gummies.
I eat those every day, but I usually buy my cold medication during the summertime when a nigga ain't sick.
Yeah.
So by the time the winter get here, I'm stacked up. You know, medicine will last a year or two. So, or when they don't put that shit on clearance, oh my God. I do buy my medicine on clearance.
It's smart. Before it go out. You've got to buy your snow shovel when it's 90 degrees. You can't wait till it's snowing. It's
no,
not in this economy.
And the medicine really don't be bad.
Right.
To me, I'm not telling you guys to go out there and take it, but I'm like, fuck that expiration date, nigga, take this shit. You know how many times my mom, when we was coming up, my granddaddy knew a chicken was about to be bad, he soaked it in fucking salt to keep it from spoiling and fried that bitch.
That's smart.
Did y'all know that?
Yeah. No, I have not
heard
that,
of it. But I've never done it, but I have heard of it.
I marinate for the same reason. You put, you know, put some citrus juice in there and it lasts a couple more days for you.
Yeah, so I'm like, nah, but I bought a bunch of cough and cold medicine during the summertime. I buy, because nobody's paying any attention. I just think ahead like that. That's just how I do.
Now, Dion, have you considered going to the doctor to get gonorrhea shots in your ass?
He don't have much ass, so he might need to get a regular shot. he get the wrong needle stick him, he be paralyzed.
The only meat I got is in my ass and I want to keep it hole free.
Oh, he can use a regular old needle and he'll leak for days.
I'd rather take a pill, which I'm about to do right now.
So I know it's going to be a Tuesday, so I got to ask you, what's your plan for Valentine's Day? Super Bowl?
Yeah, so we are having her entire family over to our house, so we have cleaned this place like we haven't. It's cleaner than when we moved in. And then for Valentine's Day, we're going Wednesday night when the kid goes to her dad. So we're just going to go to dinner. Got her a box of chocolates. Nothing too romantic.
Cheap-ass box of chocolate, huh?
Yep, $5.99 at Walmart.
You couldn't do better than that, Chris.
I love her more than that, but that's what I got right now.
You couldn't get her a massage gift card?
I did. I got her two massages last year, and she's not used them yet. They're about to expire. So, we didn't get each other Christmas gifts. We're not big on giving each other gifts.
Well, don't start, because I agree. I think I was just talking to somebody about this, because my husband don't give me nothing with Valentine's Day, and I don't give a two shit fuck. If you run around here, what did you give me? What did the motherfucker give you all year long?
Right.
Once you want one day for this nigga to be nice to you. That is the dumbest shit I ever heard in my motherfucking life. Nigga, I need you to be Valentine every day. How was you acting 6 months ago? Don't pop up at the door with no motherfucking flowers. I don't trust flowers anyway. Anytime a nigga get a buku of flowers, it's a nigga behind that with a gun and gonna shoot you. So I don't fuck flowers anyway.
A buku of flowers.
Yeah. You remember
does that come with a remote? Is that like Roku? Like
a boofu of flowers.
Yeah, because you watch
bootleg Roku.
You never watched those ID TV and them men had those flowers and milk to them women and blow their fucking brains out?
No.
Yeah, they did it here in Georgia. A white dude was married to a black woman. They was getting a divorce. He was rich. So he had a hitman bring her some flowers and balloon, and the hitman hid behind the balloon while her friend was upstairs. He didn't know it. And she opened the door. Oh, flop. Bam, bitch. No.
This summer, starring Miss Pat, is Bofu Murderers.
And this shit happened all the time. It happens all the time in the fucking movie. So I don't trust Big Book. I don't want your fucking flowers, okay?
Could you imagine if she got a singing telegram, Dion?
I know, right?
I would whoop his ass.
She'd be like, hey, nigga, shut the fuck up on my porch.
And I'd be like, who sent this shit? Who sent you, nigga? I slammed the door in his face.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't like, she's not going to buy me anything that I'm going to like. I buy myself gifts all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we know you eat out.
Right. That's her gift. So you just
y'all fucking stupid. He caught it.
It just, I don't know, gifts are unimpressive to me. She doesn't care, I don't care, and we treat each other well through the rest of the year, so it's just sort of, you know, she's got the box of chocolates, we'll go to dinner.
I totally agree too. I don't care. I don't care for, you know, you ain't got to do all that for me. All you got to do is treat me right all year long. I'm good.
I'd rather do it one day.
Yeah. Dion, what? Let's walk through this minefield. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I actually have a show Monday night at Helium that I'm doing.
His only,
but I haven't had comedy. I haven't had a Valentine my whole life, so shit don't mean nothing to me. But clearance candy on the day after.
Did you do? I'm not even going to ask Miss Pat this question, but did you do like the little Valentine's cards in elementary school? Like the
no,
little,
we were poor.
You mean you don't ask me, nigga? That
you cook chicken in a chimney. You didn't have Valentine's cards.
No, but the other kids gave them to me. Who parents could afford it? What the fuck are you talking?
I watched
about?
Your special.
I hated that shit at school because I just showed who was the poor people in class. Everybody passing out shit, and you don't got nothing. You just sitting there like,
I know. I
like y'all.
Like, what did you bring? Nothing.
Myself.
My mom said her food stamp didn't come this on the 14th. They come on the 18th. Can I bring my candy on the 18th?
My mama said she ain't paying for y'all snacks. Y'all ain't her kids. The fuck out of here. She got four boys her own goddamn self.
Well, my mom, we come to think of it, we never did. I don't really remember the little cards. I remember getting candy. But it's usually, like, we was in an inner city school, so usually you didn't know who brought the candy. You just, the teacher was just say, bring the candy, and I think they would fix the bag. I don't know if I even remember it. I know my mama never bought it, but we couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
We always I'd be lucky to bring my own lunch, let alone candy for other kids.
Never brought my own lunch. We was always free lunch.
My mom bought everybody full-size candy bars. I'm just kidding.
Privileged ass nigga.
Just kidding. We always did have those like little tear off cards, you know, Snoopy on it with hearts. Those awful little chalky candies with the messages on them.
You had a supportive mama. I don't remember Valentine's at the school. I don't remember St. Patrick's Day. All I remember is Black History Month. And I remember Thanksgiving, because I've told y'all 100 times that we had to get those frozen turkeys.
Yeah.
And I hated that shit. That's the tragedy of my childhood.
What did you do for Black History Month?
We had to dress up like I said on the special. And I would always be the two people I would be on Black History Month was Martin Luther King wife and Lena Horne. That's how I learned who Lena Horne was. She was a jazz person. And they would make me this bitch every year. And I hated that coat. I was so tired. Saying, I'm Mother the King, right? And I said it right. I'm Lena Horne. So back in the day when they did Black History speeches, I mean, Black History play, it was like a whole play from grade level. So each during that month, each category of students would have a play. So if you were third grade, all the third graders would get together that week and do their plays. And you would have to pick a person and your parents could come and watch you perform that person. I remember this guy was Michael Jackson one year and he sung Beat It or some song. He sung one of those and everybody was falling out over him because he was Michael Jackson.
It's like Halloween for niggas.
Yeah, it is Halloween for niggas. Oh, Black History plays is Halloween for niggas. So we would have to research that person at, you know, according to what your grade level was, and stand up and say that you was that person, what you've done in the world to make the world better.
We always had to sing that raggedy ass Martin Luther King song. Oh, the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King. Oh, I fucking hated that song. It's all the only song they ever taught us. Oh, the dream, singing about a dream. Like, nigga, let's live the dream. Fuck this song.
Best we can do is a song. Shit.
I don't remember that. I never heard of that song.
Be two-stepping on the little ass riser, singing to your parents. Oh, the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King. Like, man, I hate this fucking song.
I don't remember that song. All I remember is like we would have to like I said, we would have to act out all the Black History people. Anybody who was like, you know, anybody you chose. But for some reason, my teacher always made me be Coretta Scott King or either Lena Horne. I remember those two. I remember getting somebody different, but I can't remember. But for the most part, I was those two.
So you had like a whole pageant, Dion?
It was like a convocation. Like, they would teach us the same raggedy ass Martin Luther King song every year.
And then, raggedy like, ass.
Yeah, if you do it 5 years in a row, you get fucking sick and tired of it. Like, come on, can we do something better? But that is the same. It was literally the same program every year in elementary school. And then all the parents would come. We have a convocation on a Friday. You would get to miss class so you could go to this Black History song party, because that's basically what it was. We singing Negro spirituals and being sad. There's only like five Black kids in my whole class, the whole fifth grade. So it was just bunch of white kids with five little niggas sprinkled in like pepper singing about Martin Luther King.
Like a chocolate chip cookie of history.
No, excuse me. That is like a fucking that is like a Great Value chocolate chip.
Yeah.
For the tiny mini chocolate chips. Barely any chocolate.
Oh, me, God. Ronald, Coy, Brittany. And that was pretty much it as far as the Black kids. I think we had a light-skinned kid. I can't remember what his name was, though.
You, it's Indiana. You had to have a biracial kid.
Probably.
I remember when Gary Arnold went to private school, and I hate when parents push shit on their kids. I just tell them, Mikey, go do what you do. And so they had a play one year. And it was like an end of the year play. She was graduating from kindergarten, I think, or going over to the first grade. And she had to say, this one little girl got up and said, I want to be a, I don't know what the fuck she said, but, or some type of doctor. It was, the word was so big. I said, what the fuck is that? I said, what the fuck is that? And these are kindergartners. And everybody, oh my God, she wants to be a doctor. And I'm like, this bitch lying. This bitch lying. She's 5 years old. How the fuck does she know she want to be a doctor? So Garyana grew up there. Jumbo was a baby. I don't know if you remember that. And Garyana said, when I grow up, I want to be a, what did she say she wanted to be? I think she wanted to be an artist. And that mother at this private school, it was a very mixed private school. And she said, peace, I'm at this bitch.
Oh,
I couldn't believe she said it. Everybody's like, she should be a comedian. I said, bitch, I got that man. We get like. She said, peace, I'm out this bitch. She was so fucking bad and smart. Like, she was like, from day one, she like had a smart ass mouth and always fucking like wanted to talk back to the teacher. And Jumbo was really cute and chunky and fat. And the girls would not stop kissing on him. And one day I got a call from the school, from the private school principal, that I was going to come pick him up, and he was suspended in pre-K because he stabbed a bitch in the hand. What? They were, the girls used to like Junebug, right? And he stabbed, he had a habit of choking bitches and stabbing them.
Oh my God. So is he OJ? Time,
you got the juice now, kid.
Too much of the trial when he was born or what?
He was born in 2000. So when he got like in the probably the first grade, he had a gay teacher, right? And the teacher said, "Ooh, honey, you're going to have to keep these women away from Garrett. They will not leave him alone." Oh, yeah, he ended up dying. He loved Jumbo. He was like, "I can't keep the girls off Garrett." And he was like, "And you got to tell him to stop choking them." Oh, boy, that little gay teacher used to have me cracking the fuck up about Junebug and them girls in the first grade. Because when they went to go kiss him or hug him, because he had such big cheeks, and he would just choke them bitches out.
He's still a lady killer, ain't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's no lady killer now. I ain't never seen no bitch.
Wasn't he? He was prom king or something, right?
Hopefully. Yeah,
of
Plainfield.
Yeah,
I've had a couple of girls slide in my DMs asking about him. I'm like, what the fuck you asking me for?
He's single, asking, y'all.
They be checking on him.
He's single. I need a good daughter-in-law who can cook. I ain't gonna run your motherfucking mouth. And good. Gonna work. Gonna push him.
Now,
at my house.
Now, because he's the favorite, will there be a vetting process for him? For his wife, future wife, will you be harder on her than you are on Nikea's wife? Because Nikea's wife's an angel. Let's all be honest.
I really like her.
Yeah,
that's like I would turn against Nikea for her.
Yeah, she took him in, takes care of him.
The best advice she ever gave. She's gonna lead this dumbass nigga. You could do better. I'm saying, God damn, that's
so good. All the time I tell that motherfucker, like, leave this fat nigga. All he do is eat gas station food. Do you really want to be with a nigga who eat gas station food? He's trying to kill himself. Like, he act like he cannot walk by the gas station hot dog. Oh,
so he needs a tornado. What are those called? Tornado dog?
No. He come out of that bitch with a hot dog and a tornado in the same bun. I'll be like, I said, he's not healthy. He cannot walk past Quick Trip or Racetrack hot dog thing. They just put them on. I know they ready.
Who the fuck craves gas station hot dogs?
He do. And he's sitting there, bitch, like he's behind a barbecue grill. And he opened the radish, the onion, the mustard, the ketchup. That motherfucker be this high. I say, Nakia, you really shouldn't eat like this. You eat like poor niggas and white trash. You probably eat chicken ass if we had some on the grill to give you. But he eat gas and he come out with that big ass gulp of drink. And he sat there.
The gulp of drink? The big gulp?
Yeah, he drank all of it.
Oh, my God. That's like,
and then he'll sit on your toilet and break the porcelain off your toilet.
That is classic Indiana obesity. The person with the 48-ounce Village Pantry jug that just gets it refilled. It's nothing is fatter than that. The giant vat of soda.
And that's what he do all the fucking time. I'm like, stop eating gas station hot dog. They calling me. No, they're fucking full of sodium and salt. You buy, oh, they nasty as fuck.
Yeah, I want to know where they keep the inventory for them fucking hot dogs.
They keep them in a freezer.
You do not want... I don't understand people who eat those things. Those and those little taquito things.
Mm.
Like, ugh.
Have you ever microwaved a burrito in a gas station? The concept is disgusting and gross.
He'll eat them. Like, he don't give a fuck. He will squeeze the stuff in a burrito on top of his hot dog.
Bad idea.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Actually, I'm on a podcast. Shut the hell up. Have another. Actually, can you use your bathroom? No.
Not after he done broke the porcelain. You cannot get the streets.
I mean, you literally got to pressure wash your toilet after he get off of it. So I'm like, get your nasty ass out of my house. And I be telling Kiara, do not be with this nigga. He done got fat and done got fat and I didn't be going to lay on top of somebody. I said, girl, you're a good one. Because I be like, you get your big black ass. And then his nose got all the leftover hot dog grease sticking out of it. If you squeeze his nose, nigga, you can fry a pan of chicken. You never see him again.
It's like black Pinocchio. Here you go.
I'm not fucking lying. If you squeeze his nose, so much grease will come out of it, you can fry chicken. I don't know what the fuck you he for. I'm for real.
I think I'm about to throw up.
It's so gross. So true.
Nasty
as fuck. Oh, shit. Oh.
He's fucking disgusting. I mean, she do love her. I'm glad she loved my son, but I'm like, Nike, you got to get your... He'll go to the gym and take pictures and leave.
Just take pictures, splash water on his shirt to make it look like he was
sweating. No, he don't even look like Donnie Jumbo. He sat on the bench like, I'm getting it in. No, you win inside I am.
One set of five. I'm done for the day.
He's fat fuck.
He's fat. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I tell him all the time, I said, son, you're 30. Don't wait till your dick is not working before you want to do something with your health.
Now, are you inviting him over for? Are you having a Super Bowl party? What are you doing tonight?
Me, well, they in Indiana. We're moving. I'm putting my house up for sale.
Right. Just watching the game yourself.
Yeah, me and Junebug. That my house jumped so much in value over the last 3 months. I don't know what the fuck is going on in Indiana, but I thank you guys. I thank you guys. I cannot wait to list it.
That's great.
So it's all that $50 they're collecting from the bars downtown. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
The $50.
Well, inflation. Chris said inflation is mad high right now.
Yeah, 7.5%. It keeps going up. It keeps like doubling. It's probably around 21% by some wild estimates.
What, the price of shit?
Yeah. Well, you keep everybody home for 2 years and then send them all a bunch of checks. Your supply doesn't match up with your demand, and then you get inflation. So who knows what happens, but you're selling and buying at the right time because interest rates are starting to go up starting this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening. I should be listening to it. I'm listening probably this week.
Our plan was to stay here until the end of the year, buy a house, and we may be renting for another couple of years till it all settles down.
Yeah, but we go through this all the time. You know, you got to get people back to fucking work.
Yep.
So as soon as people go, I cannot wait till people go back to work. So.
Did you guys see that? You see that on Twitter? This college professor posted. He makes $61,000 a year, and Panda Express was hiring managers for $69,000 a year.
Wow.
And they was roasting that nigga on Twitter. They was like, nigga, quit your job and go be a manager at Panda Express.
Yeah.
Quit complaining on the internet. They're like, you a bad decision maker. I'd have quit my job and applied instead of getting shamed on the internet. They were going in on this.
If you think being a teacher is bad, you should be a professor. Those people don't make any money until they're tenured, and then college students are the worst. Nobody, you're just talking to a Zoom where everybody's got their cameras turned off. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody's doing work. All my college professor friends are just like, I hate it. I hate it so much. Go be Panda Express. You get to eat delicious orange chicken every day.
Yeah, the general manager was making $69,000 a year. The frontline staff, I think, was making either $15 to $19 an hour.
And I don't understand why nobody don't want a job right now. If you ever complain about not making money, this is the time to go get a fucking job. They're giving away money. They finally realized the all value.
Yeah.
That fucking whatever this shit is. What's the disease is we all got? COVID. COVID made us valuable as people.
Yeah. Well, you have.
So why wouldn't you go get a fucking job?
Yeah, that's Starbucks unionized. They was hella salty about that.
They unionized?
Uh-huh. There's like three of them.
And this is the best time to make, huh?
There was three of them.
And that's the best time to make these companies unionize, because they don't have a choice. Either you unionize us or we close the fuck down, bitch. Because you know what? They giving us checks out the ass.
I don't have a problem with it. I remember when I got a job at Target, they were like, don't talk about unions or you'll get fired. And I'm like, I don't like none of y'all. I don't want to be in no union with y'all. Fuck this job.
He was a nigga that worked at Walmart for 2 years, a clock in, and never went to work.
It was 3 months. I have a conscience. I didn't steal for 2 years like I could have.
What'd you do? Just go to the front?
The niggas didn't know I worked there. It was a brand new Walmart.
What? Wait, what?
It was a brand new Walmart. They didn't know I worked there. My aunt brought that Walmart to that side of town. And they were like, yeah, we'll hire you. Just show up on the first day it opens. I was like, okay. They ain't send me nowhere to train or nothing. So on the first day that the stores open, I show up at 6 a.m. like we were supposed to. I go in there and none of them niggas have any idea who I am. They're like, who the fuck are you? I was like, I work here. It's like, my aunt is like the head honcho, blah, 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 blah. They're like, okay. So they give me a little name tag. They make me watch all these stupid ass training videos. But that was it. So the next day I come in, I swipe my card. Nobody says anything to me. I was like, they don't tell me where to go. They don't tell me what to do. So I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going home then. Because I live 10 minutes walking distance. So I just walked home. And I did that for like 3 months where I would go clock in, go home.
What?
Come back to clock out for lunch. Then I would go home again. Then I would come back, clock back in for the rest of the time. And
nobody said anything? Like
nobody said a motherfucking word.
Who
not
are
a
you?
Word.
Or?
Did you pick up a check?
Hell yeah.
That is
It's Walmart. They don't give a fuck.
Did you get fired?
Nah, I just quit coming. I was like, hey. Because I felt bad because I was literally stealing.
Literally theft.
No shit, Sherlock.
So I was like, let me stop before I get in trouble. I just quit going.
And they were like, why did he quit? He was such a good worker. Nigga, they probably don't give you a raise. You probably still on the clock.
They were like, why are your clothes never dirty? I was like, because I ain't never here, motherfucker. That's why.
But that place is so big, I bet, you know, he probably works in the automotive
sector. And it was brand new, so it was like, it was people from all over the cities, Walmarts. It wasn't a team. It was just a bunch of random people. No one knew each other, so it was, they didn't give a fuck. Nobody asked any questions. The main reason why I stopped going, because in the morning, they would have these stupid-ass get energy drills, where you got to do squigglies and clapping. I'm like, I'm tired of doing this shit.
You went for the drill, nigga, but you didn't run.
No, I had to be there to do the fucking drill. And then, because that's when they release you to go to work. It's after you do the little team meeting in the morning.
Nobody told you where to go?
No. I would just wander around. I would go to the bathroom. I would go to the food court to get some chicken.
See, this people worry so much about what other people think of them, and nobody pays attention to anybody or anything or will say shit. Like, you can get away with so much.
Like, wow. I'm surprised.
The one day they did have me actually working, they wanted me to get carts. And I remember this specifically because it was the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. It was like negative 10 degrees outside. And I ain't have a coat because I walked to work. So I wasn't going to be outside that long, right? They were like, oh, you can do carts today. And I was like, the fuck I'm going to do carts today? I ain't bring no coat. So they had me out there and they gave me one of them freezer coats. The bright orange ones look like a goddamn traffic controller. I'm freezing my ass off getting these carts. I said, nah, fuck that. I was like, mm-mm.
I did it one day.
I said, I'm about to rob you niggas blind and go home.
I'm going
to
quit this job after I clock in.
You goddamn
right. I know
right.
That's right, Chris. He quit when he clocked in.
This is some fucking bullshit.
This is the most Nikea story I've ever heard come from you, Dion.
Hey, I ain't proud of it. But fuck, it's Walmart.
Don't say which one, nigga. They might call us. And take their 3 years of payback.
Oh, man. That'd be a whole $300.
Do you even know what you was getting hourly?
Yeah, I was making like $9.50 an hour. It wasn't a whole lot.
Oh, not bad. All right, we're going to wrap this up. But I got to say this before we wrap this up. I got a lot of inbox about the last podcast where they was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe Chris had the audacity to ask. Why can't white people say the N-word? People, I want to tell y'all took that shit the wrong fucking way. That's not what he was saying. Okay? And stay the fuck out of my inbox with that because you didn't listen to the whole podcast and you didn't get what we was trying to do. So that just totally went over your head.
It's so funny because nobody said shit to me. Like, I was trying, I was asking, Dion and I had talked ahead of time and I was basically trying to ask Dion, who I knew had excellent answers, the questions that white people see all the time. And I get the burden that it is to constantly have to explain this shit. And I'm sorry for that. But the amount of white people that inboxed me and said, man, I never thought of it that way. You know, that's why I ask those questions. I'm not naive enough to ask, why can't I say the N-word, Dion? Like, I know.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that because I got a lot of people, you know, and then they went. Then you went off. Some of you guys went off and rated my podcast with a 3-star. You know, we get up every day and we do this shit for you guys. You know, at the count of our heart, and we appreciate you guys from the bottom of our heart. But to say that you don't like what a comment that you thought that you heard Chris say. And then go get a podcast of 3 stars. That's not fair to us.
Which one
you
was it? What was it?
The question about why can't white people say the N-word? We was talking about that.
I think podcast. I literally, like, if you go back and listen, I literally teed it up. Like, can you explain? It wasn't me saying, like, why can't
I
say?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Why in 2020 do we have to explain why? Because people, everybody is not, don't have the same sense, don't have the same knowledge, don't have the same capability.
Experience.
So it's like a kid. It's the experience. Sometimes you have to tell a kid, don't do it, nigga, don't do it. And so, you know, I just wanted to put that out there that Chris was not asking why white people can't say the N-word. You guys took it wrong. Everybody know why you can't say the N-word.
The experience that I had growing up was you don't say it because you could get in trouble. And what I wanted to, in conversation, it's... I don't say it because I will get in trouble or get canceled, which is the majority opinion amongst white people. The reason I don't say it is because I have friends that I know how it impacts them. You know, that's what that conversation was about.
And that's what it was supposed to be about.
Yeah, like, let me show you where I grew up. This is my high school basketball team. Right? Like, this is the high school basketball team.
I knew y'all was some white boys.
Right? Like,
why would you're not even on the team, Chris?
I'm just saying, like, my experience growing up was very sheltered and very different, and that is the common white experience in this
lay up.
Right. So
free throws.
I understand the
You're so fucking stupid.
The annoyance and pain, and it sucks that conversation still has to be had. But
People want to be angry instead of understand. If you look at why people are mad at Joe Rogan, you know, they just want to be mad instead of understanding where other people are coming from. Like, we all don't have to have the same opinions to, you know, exist in the world together. Like, it's gotten to the point where if you're not on my team, I'm ready to flay your whole village. It's like, yo, chill the fuck out.
It shouldn't be like that.
No, it shouldn't.
I have Trump supporters. I have people who vote Republican. I don't give a fuck. It's how you treat people to me. I don't give a fuck what your religion is. I don't give a fuck what you believe in. It's how you, do you treat people nice? Are you going to be respectful to me? Do you hate me? Do you want to kill me for, because we look different? That's what I give a fuck about. I mean, and everybody makes mistakes. Everybody don't act like this is a perfect fucking world. It's not a perfect world. The problem with us is we don't have conversation. We're too quick to be angry. And like Dion said, you're a cancer. Well, let's get to the root of this. So this don't happen again. But I'm not a black pastor. I can't save the world. I'm just giving you my opinion over here.
You can sing the Martin Luther King song.
I don't even fucking know. I never heard that bullshit. Who the fuck wrote that shit for you Midwest kids?
I'm going to find out and I'm going to send it to you. It was a jam the first year, but after 5 years of that shit, ooh, you hate that nigga's drink. He be cheering for the white folk.
Look at Chris face, like, I don't know if we should say this.
I'm apparently already canceled, so at this point.
You're not canceled. I just had a few inboxes that I wanted to clear up, because I want you guys to know that we see you guys' messages. And if you inbox me, just because I don't respond, I hear you. You know, and a lot of people's like, why are we answering this question in 2022? We was not answering this question. We like to talk about shit that other people are scared to talk about. And Chris was just asking a question in case other people and people out there want to ask that question. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just in denial of what's going on in the world. And they might pop on the Pat Down podcast. Oh, this is a conversation I've always wanted to have. So I just want you to open your mind. I mean, and be quiet. I just want you to open your mind and realize, you know, nobody's stuck in 1950 on this podcast. Everybody's aware of what's going on in the world. And I think I wasn't offended by what Chris said, and neither should you be. Next time, pay attention. Chris, you sitting there looking like, what's the white man who died who was really racist? What's his name? Looking like Rush Limbaugh behind that mic.
God damn.
Wow. This is even worse. I'm just listening. I mean, you know.
You all right, Dion? I'm just fucking with you.
No, nigga, you choked the shit out of me. God damn.
My intent was certainly not to wound anybody or to offend anyone in any way. You know, it's just simply to have a conversation that I think most people want to have.
I didn't take it that you were asking for yourself, obviously.
No, you was not.
I look at it and I like, the problem is dehumanization, is that a lot of people don't see other, I don't know, races, colors, creeds, whatever, like, because they don't have personal experiences. They don't let themselves feel vulnerable to dig into this stuff. And we in this podcast have the opportunity to have some of that stuff to like bring out the humanity and have these conversations. And I think it's a good learning experience too, for me and for everybody listening. Like these difficult conversations are painful because you have to have these conversations still, you know, but the more, I don't know. So my apologies if I phrased it in a way or, you know, but the conversation is,
people
necessary.
Need to go into it with an open mind and seek understanding instead of being trying to be right all the time. Like I'm one of those people where if I'm wrong, I admit that I'm wrong, and I'll figure out, okay, this is why I was wrong. So in the future, don't let me do these same things to make me wrong again. Like America is so closed-minded when it comes to learning new shit. Like we tell people about our experiences and they have zero experience with it. And they just automatically write it off. Nope, that's not it. It's 69. It's like, you see a 6, I see a 9. And we can't agree that we're standing on opposite sides, so it looks different. Instead of walking around to the other side and be like, oh, I see why it's a 9 to you and it's a 6 to me. We don't do that. We just scream at each other and then go our separate ways.
But I don't want to get into a whole thing like that. I just wanted to say that at the end of the podcast that we love you guys. And, you know, just have a little open mind. We joke and we play, but we also try to talk about serious shit that, you know, and you're welcome to anytime you have a question or you want something answered and won't say your name, send your question in. We will answer that. We will talk. We will literally have a conversation about that. And if I don't know anything about it, I bring somebody on here that can help you answer the, you know, or have a grown, intelligent conversation about things that you're curious about that's going on in the world, whether it's race, animals, obesity, bestiality, whatever your choice is, you know, we can definitely.
We talked about all that between Nikea's obesity, chicken fucking, like all kinds of things.
You are the only one well-versed in bestiality.
You were talking to Miss Pat, not me, right?
No, you motherfucker, you.
Oh. All
right, we're going to wrap it up. So, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another great episode of The Pat Down with all of us got our fucking morning faces.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.